You're listening to the Ask Ava podcast, where we give real answers to real questions from teens and young adults about relationships, consent, dating violence, and more. My name is Jessica Scoltetti. I'm an outreach and community engagement manager at Safe and Sound Somerset. We're an organization in Somerset County that offers free services for people who have witnessed or experienced violence. And we work with children, teens, and adults. So today we're joined by Safe and Sound volunteer Ella Blank, who goes to the University of Maryland. Hi, Ella. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So today's question came from a teen group very recently. And the question is, Dear Ava, why is sexual assault so bad if there isn't a pregnancy? So right away off the bat, I just want to say that first thing is that sexual assault can happen to anyone, even people who can't get pregnant, including men. So that was like my initial reaction to this question. And I'd love to hear what you think.
Yeah, I think that's a very important point to start off with. My initial reaction to this question was sexual assault is a range of things, whether that's rape, unwanted touching. Regardless, bottom line is that a boundary of yours is being crossed. And that is not acceptable. It's not okay. People shouldn't have to go through that. So I think pregnancy or not, if your boundaries are being crossed, if your consent is not there, then that's never okay.
Totally. And a lot of times, unfortunately, what happens is when someone's boundaries get crossed in this way, right, they experience trauma. They experience emotional and sometimes physical wounds. If it was a physical action, right? So that can hurt somebody for the rest of their life. You know, I do want to add that, you know, our services at Safe and Sound, for example, we work with survivors who are on their paths to healing a lot of times, right? They want to heal, and you can absolutely heal. But, you know, unfortunately, like, people generally won't forget that it ever happened to them. You can cope with it and heal from it. So that's another effect that I wanted to add, is that this is something that will stay with that person for their life.
Yeah. I think with this question, they really focused on pregnancy as an effect of sexual assault, but it's, I think important to point out that there are, like you said, lots of effects, both emotionally and physically, that come from sexual assault, whether that's, you know, emotional effects like depression, anxiety, PTSD, which are all things that can happen after a traumatic event like that, and physical effects. I know that there have been studies done to show that you're more likely to involve in drugs and alcohol if you've gone through one of these things. And, you know, even if it's something that affects your day-to-day life, maybe you know the person who, you know, did the assaulting, that could affect completely how you go about your life, the connections you have with people. So I think that there's so many things that come out of sexual assault other than pregnancy that emphasize that it's not okay. And it's something to take very seriously.
Yeah. I mean, that could, I'm kind of going off of what you just said, like that could change your life at school. It could change your family dynamic. If it unfortunately, sometimes this does happen in families. I know we don't want to talk about that, but that's the reality. It could change your friend group. It could change where you go to work, where you go to have fun, right? Like, I think part of that too comes with the loss of trust for a lot of people, not even just loss of trust from the person who did it, because a lot of times it is somebody that someone knows. It's not just like a stranger in the dark. Though that does happen, it's more common that someone knows the person who assaults them. So like, you can get that loss of trust, like the guilt and the shame, you know, blaming yourself, like, why did I go to that party? Or why did I wear that? Which, by the way, none of those things have to do with someone being sexually assaulted. So I think it's just, it can go on and on.
Yeah. Like, I kind of tying into what I said before, I think that when sexual assault happens, it's taking away someone's freedom of choice, someone's freedom to, you know, make their decision with what happened. And bottom line, when that happens in a range of situations, it's never okay to be doing that to someone else or for someone else to experience something like that where they don't have a say in what happens to them.
100%. And that's why we have to be so aware of what sexual assault is and sexual harassment. And when people set their boundaries and say no, or they're uncomfortable and they're not saying things, like I think we have to be really aware of the effects of how difficult this can be for people, and also just how many people experience this worldwide. I mean, sexual assault. Unfortunately, the statistics are extremely high for every gender, sexual orientation, age range. So, on that note, I did want to mention too that again, we have free services. Anyone can call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset helpline for support. So, the number is 866-685-1122. We also have legal advocacy and counseling and a sexual assault response team. Those are just a few of our services. But I just would like people to know that they're not alone if they experience this. And if it is also related to, if someone thinks that they might be pregnant or that they might have contracted an STI, Ella, do you have any suggestions for what they might do in that case?
Yeah, in that situation, like you said, there's lots of options for that kind of thing. First, if you want to confide in a friend, if you're unsure what to do, confide in someone who has the authority to help you or provide those resources. I think those are two easier steps to take if you need that support. If you think you've contracted an STI, you can always go to a local clinic or outreach place, and they definitely have, opportunities for you to get tested, people who support you. And honestly, usually these clinics and other places have other options for you too if you want to take other, steps to, file a report, those kind of things. But even if you don't, you can go to most community clinics and they can always help you with those kind of things.
Thank you for that. Yeah, there's just so much help out there, and sometimes people don't realize, and we know it's scary. So if you just want to talk, the first step can be calling a helpline, or like you said, Ella, talking to someone you trust. So on that note, we're going to wrap up for today. I just wanted to thank you so much again, Ella, for talking about this with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
To speak with an expert about relationship or sexual violence, call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 confidential helpline at 866-685-1122 for supportive listening, information, and safety planning. In the United States, you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 800-656-4673. Want to ask Ava a question? Submit it at www.safe-sound.org/ask-Ava. Thank you for listening today. Join us next time here on Ask Ava.